are now joining The Mandalorian Watch.
That's right. It's the number one podcast in the galaxy for all things The Mandalorian. I am your host, Alex Maxwell, and joining me for this first official voicemail hotline episode of the season is...
Mac Lacey. Yeah, just like Alex said, it's the first voicemail episode. So we're going to be hearing from you guys. We're going to be getting all your thoughts on Season 2, Episode 1, Chapter 9, The Marshal. So it just came out on Friday. If you haven't seen it, watch it before listening to this, because, you know, potential spoilers from here on out. But yeah, it should be a good time. So Alex, before we get into the voicemails, do we have anything we need to take care of? Any business?
Just a couple of business notes. Make sure you're following us over on Twitter, which is at TheMandoWatch, and on Instagram at TheMandalorianWatch. We also have a Patreon that you can go to for extra bonus episodes. We have all sorts of extra commentaries that we did on every single season one episode. We did a review of the Rise of Skywalker. We did a bunch of other stuff. And this season, you will get an extra voicemail hotline episode, just like this one, but it's only for the patrons.
Yeah, for sure. So if you like keeping up with, you know, everything going on with our community as much as we do, that's something you'll definitely want to check out.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this is a voicemail hotline. Meaning that, you know, you are able to call in and leave your comments and questions and, you know, anything else that you feel the need, that, you know, anything that's good for the cause. And if you want to give us a call, that number is 205-259-6675. So if you want to be just like the good people we're about to hear from, you can call 205-259-6675.
Before we jump into the voicemails, how has the first episode kind of settled with you? How do you feel about it right now?
So I rewatched it again with my wife, and it was even better the second time. It's just pure joy.
I'm really glad everyone feels the same about Cobb Vanth that I do.
Yeah.
Because nobody felt that but Steel with Toro. Steel from Steel Wars felt that way about Toro Calican like I did. And nobody else did. Literally, like, everybody else hates him.
It's because Cobb Vanth is actually cool.
He is very cool. I mean, there's no denying that.
Yeah.
There is no denying that. Is there anything that when you rewatched it with your wife that you felt like we did not talk about or we missed?
Not really.
There's only one thing, and I saw this on Twitter after we recorded, but the Weequay in the bar, he is actually Dan Doherty, who is on Deadwood. He's a character from Deadwood, just like Timothy Oliphant. So I thought that was a really cool connection.
Yeah, a little cast reunion and everything like that.
Yeah, so. Yeah. So speaking of Timothy Oliphant, we actually have a call. Let's get into it.
Hey guys, this is Christy calling from Birmingham. I just discovered y'all, and believe me, I'm going to go back and listen to all the old ones. So I'm going to call for the first episode of the second season of Mandalorian. Well, one, I was like 7 and a half when Star Wars came out, so I'm in that perfect zone. But you're talking about Timothy Oliphant's character. He was the character he plays on Justified, and it was so good, and I literally squealed a couple times, I think, watching it. But if you want to see, he said a couple lines that I recognize from the show. So I was just going to say, if you want to see more of him, like you said, have a whole show about him, there is. It's called Justified. But so I was just going to let you know that. And thanks. I enjoyed it, and I will definitely go back and listen. Y'all have a great night. All right, bye.
Christy, you're calling from Birmingham. That's my neck of the woods. I work in Birmingham, so cool. Nice to hear from a neighbor.
Have you ever seen Justified?
I feel like maybe I've seen like a couple episodes that I've been over at my parents, and they've been watching it or something like that. I haven't seen
it's incredible.
Really, though.
It's a great show. Yeah, I mean, a big fan of Justified. Raylan Givens.
If Timothy Oliphant's just as good in it as he is in Chapter 9.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's a great show.
He is. Raylan Givens, which is his character, it's Cobb Vanth. It's the same person. It's exactly the same person.
It does. He definitely seems kind of cast to type.
Well, I mean, Deadwood, he's kind of the same character. Deadwood, I would say he's a little less noble than Raylan Givens or Cobb Vanth. And there might be some people who are really angry that I just said that, but that was just, that's just kind of my interpretation of his character in Deadwood. But yeah, Timothy Oliphant, like I feel like he stole the show. Like Baby Yoda stole this show last season. Now Cobb Vanth has stolen the show.
That's all anybody's talked about. So, but I mean, that's good. I feel like some of the day players last season were not like just incredible knockout performances, you know, like with Toro and everything, maybe not the best acting work on display. So it's good. I think that like a new supporting character's come in and really just like, you know, solidified his place as being a fan favorite.
Well, like he fills that role of like, I don't know how to describe the role other than the Green Power Ranger, or you know what I mean? Like he's not the leader, but like he always comes in at the right time to save the day. And it's like, oh, that guy is cool. We know he's not the leader, but you're cool.
But like,
I like you, guy. Like that's his role.
That makes sense. That makes sense. I can see that.
Or like Desmond from Lost. Like he's not Jack, but he's Desmond. You know, like you don't get that reference, but all my Lost fans, they get that reference.
Yeah. Well, I'll take your in their word.
You got to watch this show. I'm telling you, it's incredible.
Man, I feel like if I didn't watch it over quarantine, it's not going to happen.
That's true. It's truly on you now. It's truly on you. All right.
Yeah, well, anyway, Cobb Vanth is great. Timothy Oliphant did a fantastic job. So, Christy, you're definitely not alone in feeling like that. But yeah, I'll have to check out Justified.
It's really good.
So, cool. All right, well, you ready to do the next one?
Yeah, let's do the next one.
Hey, Alex and Mac. It's Rick, your first voicemailer from way back and your first patron. And listen, I have a little idea concerning Boba Fett with, you know, the TV show that we all like. I don't think he's going to be a big major role in the season. What I do think, and I mentioned this on my own podcast, Jan Transmissions, that he has some knowledge of Force wielders. He's fought Luke in the comics. He's dealt with Vader. He knows the stories that Jango told him about Obi-Wan and maybe some other Jedi, including Dooku. So he would know these things, and that is some information that could be passed on to Din Djarin. And that could really help him out on his quest as he tries to find more Force users to help the kid get to where he needs to go. And as far as the armor is concerned, why doesn't he have it? He's been there 5 years. There's the chance that maybe he feels disgraced. He got bested. He does feel like he's a Mandalorian. And somebody beat him, even if it was accidentally. And maybe he doesn't feel like he deserves him again. Or who knows. And at some point, Meeber Gascon is going to come in and save the day. Anyway, I'll talk to you guys soon. Cheers. Keep the watch.
Rick, you and Meeber Gascon, I don't...
Is it a Rick voicemail if Meeber Gascon doesn't make
it's
it in
not.
There?
Really good ideas there about Boba Fett and what he could potentially bring to the table in terms of Din and Baby Yoda. And, you know, I was listening to another podcast just kind of break down the Mandalorian Steel Wars and stuff. He had like a panel on, and they kind of talked about some of the same thing of the idea of like, you know, like Boba Fett has seen the Force in action. A Jedi killed his dad.
Right. And I mean, he was there when Luke was fighting and, you know, using
he fought Luke.
The Force to pull his lightsaber to him out of the air and all that kind of stuff. Like,
yeah, I mean, that's, but it all kind of depends on what you think Boba's going to do this season, right? Like if you,
right. And like, it depends also who Moff Gideon is.
Right.
Because I feel like if Moff Gideon is kind of a Force user, like maybe like an Inquisitor or something like that, you know, from back in the day, if he does have some kind of knowledge with the Force, then he's going to be a Force-wielding adversary for Din. And so that's going to change that, like how that works too, you know?
Right. That's a good point.
But yeah, So where are you landing on the Boba Fett thing now? Like what, just from the like one or two shots that we've gotten of him, what's your projection for where we're going?
I don't know if this is because I want him to be this or like I think that he's going to, but I feel like he's the villain of the series. Like he's the antagonist. I don't see him, maybe not until the very end when he maybe has a change of heart or something, but I see him more of as an antagonistic force to Din and Baby Yoda than helping.
Yeah. I mean, we have an idea of this character that Boba Fett is. But I feel like the actual canon stories we have of Boba Fett so far don't actually necessarily indicate that character we have in
that's
our minds. Does that make
that's
sense?
That's a very good point. So like the story that we have of Boba in our minds is all from EU.
Right. And he's just like the baddest guy in town. Yeah. Like he's just like, you know, he's got a body count higher than anybody else in the galaxy, like all this stuff. But really, like, most of the stories we have of Boba in canon are of a insecure teenager trying to find his way in the galaxy. And so
wow, yeah.
We have no That's idea really what character we're actually going to meet.
And if you are wanting to check out more Boba, check out the Clone Wars. In the show notes, we can put those in the show notes of the Clone Wars episodes mm-hmm. that Boba's kind of involved in. So check that for if you want to look into Boba being a teenager after Attack of the Clones and stuff and kind of his journey. But that's a really, really good point because he was really insecure. And like you can see that Ara Singh is kind of molding him, twisting him. We knew that Cad Bane was supposed to kind of take him under his wing, but those episodes kind of got canceled and stuff. So yeah, we don't really know much about the actual canon Boba. And what's funny is we actually got quite a few voicemails and Twitter messages in terms of how did you guys know that was Boba at the end? Because that's not actually apparent to the general audience from the get-go.
Right.
Well, the actor playing it is Tamara Morrison, and we know that Boba is a clone of Jango.
Of Jango, played
Tamara
by
Morrison.
Tamara Morrison, yeah.
And there's some visual cues, too. Like, he's totally bald. He has no eyebrows. So you get the sense that he was inside the Sarlacc. Like, the Sarlacc acid did something to him.
Yeah. And just, like, the context of the episode with the armor and everything showing up in the same, you know, breath as the armor being passed on along and everything. It's just kind of context clues kind of give you that too, I think. But
yeah, so, but that would be cool though if maybe Boba was more of a mentor type figure to Din than maybe we were expecting.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think he will at least start as an antagonist.
Yeah, I do too.
I think that depending on his, like kind of Rick was bringing up, like we don't really know his relationship to the Mandalorian way of life, you know, like obviously he's in the armor and everything, but we don't actually know that, you know, he subscribes to the creed. Like, so if he does, you know, and we're actually going to full blown make Boba and Jango Mandalorians, you know, it could be the kind of thing where eventually they have to, you know, join forces against Moff Gideon if he's doing like a wide scale wipeout of Mandalorian, something like that. But
so there was a video kind of floating around on Twitter the other day after all of this, you know, after the episode came out, of Dave Filoni talking about Boba Fett and one of the Clone Wars like behind the scenes thing, and just it was Dave Filoni that was adamant that Boba is not a Mandalorian. Jango, he made it seem like Jango definitely followed the Mandalorian way. Boba does not.
It's because Boba kind of got lost in the sauce there with the death of Jango. And so that would make sense.
Yeah, so like in terms of like following the creed and stuff, at least from Dave Filoni's perspective, now Jon Favreau could outvote him in this, but like from Dave Filoni's perspective, as of when he was making the Clone Wars, it doesn't seem like Boba is a Mandalorian in the sense of he doesn't follow or practice their religion. He does not like subscribe to the tenet. So like, why did he leave the armor behind? Well, to him, it's not that big of a deal. And maybe, you know, like maybe Rick, like kind of one of the things that Rick was saying, like maybe he is ashamed of what happened. And I would say like there's definitely things that he needs to work out with what happened with Django, right? Like is probably something that's, we're going to see play out, which is crazy to think about. We're going to see that probably play out.
Yeah. And I just want to say, like, I think that the armor definitely still means a lot to him because that's his heirloom from his dad.
Yeah.
That's the only thing he's got left from
that's
Django,
a good point
like that
too.
In the ship. You know?
I could foresee a thing like we've talked about where Boba is an antagonist, but then when he sees a lightsaber being used or like Moff Gideon using that darksaber,
it's like, oh, we're doing something else now.
Like I could almost see like it triggers him in a way of like, no, we're not messing with the lightsaber thing, you know, and like ended up like switching to Din's side. I could see that happen.
Yeah. But I definitely think primarily like antagonist. Right. Yeah. So, I mean, we'll see. And I don't know in what capacity, how much he's going to be in this season, you know, who knows, but we're going to find out.
I mean, he might be in this episode coming up Friday. He might not be.
Right. We just don't know.
We don't know.
And that's really exciting.
It is exciting.
Like having just like a little bite-sized reveal this early on. I'm like, okay. Cause look.
Yeah.
I fully believe that he was the shadowy figure in The Gunslinger, Chapter 6.
Yeah, he has to be. After I thought about longer, it has to be him.
It's got to be. So like,
maybe he's building a team.
We only got... Yeah, could be like Finnick and... Yeah.
Well, I mean, when you think about it, again, going back to the canon source of what Boba knows, he knows how to operate in a team of bounty hunters.
Sort of.
That's... Well, he likes leading them. Let's say that. He likes leading bounty hunters. That's for sure. So we'll see what happens. He could be building a team to rival Din Djarin's team. It could be like almost like a Marvel Civil War type thing going on there. We might see. Who knows?
Yeah. Who knows? It's exciting, though, and we will find out eventually.
Yeah.
So cool. Well, I think it's time for another one.
Hey, guys. This is Matt from Michigan. Been a listener for a long time and a patron for a couple months now. Just wanted to call in about Chapter 9 because, wow, is that amazing. Had very little qualms about it. There's really nothing you can nitpick about. I loved how plot-centric it was and how it was moving the plot forward the whole time while still having a lot of character development, like him being able to... except droids and things like that. And I think that sort of fused together the best parts of season one all into one. I also loved how it really worked so well with chapter 5. Sort of refreshing to have a plan in place, and I credit Favreau and Filoni for that. And I think they did a great job, and you can tell this was all planned out while they were doing season one, and I love that. So a couple theories I had, well, I love seeing Tor's binoculars again, and I thought that was just a great touch, obviously. But I think Toro might resurrect and go on just a war path and just, like, try to get his vengeance and get his binoculars back. Well, maybe. I don't know. But more seriously, I think that Mando is going to give the armor back to Boba. But I think he's going to eventually see that Boba's not worthy of the Creed. He's not worthy of having the armor, the Beskar. So, what I think is going to happen is we're going to see Cobb Vanth again. Mando's going to go back to Cobb Vanth, and he's going to ask him to help take Boba down with the promise that if they're successful, he can take back Boba's armor because Mando's going to see that Cobb Vanth is worthy of the Creed and is worthy of having that Beskar armor. So, I think that'd be a really cool way to tie it back in and to have Boba still be a bad guy, not worthy of the Creed, but have Cobb Vanth come in, still be the good guy. I would just love to see that. Love to hear what you guys think. Thanks for all you guys do. Love listening to you guys along with The Mandalorian. Keep the watch.
Matt from Michigan, that's a phenomenal thought.
I think. I got a little worried in the middle. Like, listen, I love Toro just as much as anybody, but I was like, oh, he thought I was serious about Toro Calican coming back to life. But obviously, you did not think that was serious. First off, those were, that was Toro Calican's binoculars, the Tusken Raider was using, which was a great catch by you. We didn't mention that the first time, but that was really, really cool.
Yeah.
But then this last point, though, Mac, is just, that's a great idea.
It's a phenomenal idea. It's kind of going back to what we were just talking about. Like, it's a way to deal with, like, is Boba Fett Mandalorian? Is he not? And, like, set up that relationship and whatever conflict there's going to be there, you know? Because, like, obviously, if Boba is the person that like, the legends would make him out to be, you know? Right. He's not like a good dude. He's not like honorable. So yeah, I mean, it could be a good way to get Cobb Vanth back into the season, kind of like we did Kara last season. Yeah. You know,
I think we'll see Cobb again.
I think so too.
Whether it's this season or next, I think we'll definitely see Cobb again. Hopefully this season. Yeah. I agree that I think Cobb will end up with Boba Fett's armor again.
Yeah, and he deserves it.
But my hope was kind of that Boba would give it to him. Not that it'd be taken from him. It's more of a Boba realizes he doesn't need it anymore.
What if they just really flipped the script and Boba Fett comes to Din Djarin wanting to, like, learn the Mandalorian way?
Like, Din
and
is the
once
teacher?
Yeah. And once they get his own armor forged for him...
He has new armor.
Then he's got no use for the old set, and he gives that back to Cobb.
And he's not living in the past anymore. He has his own armor.
Yeah.
Dude, that would be legit. And it's just... like,
it'd be cool.
And it's just straight up Jango's armor.
It looks exactly the same.
It's like, well, yeah. I mean, you're kind of moving on, I guess.
Yeah. But, like, I don't know, just... I think it's cool. It'd be cool to shake up kind of the idea that we have of Boba Fett in our heads, you know, because we haven't actually really seen it. We got a comic that's canon that has Boba Fett in it that made him out to be this just like, you know, bounty hunting machine.
Yeah.
But that's about it. So
there's so many ways they could go with Boba, and like, who knew that in 2020. Back when Disney bought Star Wars, right? Like, that we would be talking about Boba Fett being in a Star Wars television show.
Like, think about when, I guess, was it like the Christmas of 1979 when all the, like, when Boba Fett, the action figure came out before the movie?
Yeah.
That first, like, that Kenner vintage Boba Fett action figure?
Right.
Or the colors are all different?
Yeah.
Yeah, who knew that with that, we'd be here?
the whole Mandalorian culture is just based on that one moment, really. That's so cool.
I mean, it's really the holiday special, if we want to get down to it.
We're driving a Bronchiosaurus or something.
It's just a very normal-looking dinosaur, kind of.
It's just straight up a dinosaur, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool. I like that idea, Matt. Thanks for being a patron,
for
too.
For sure, Matt.
Enjoy the extra bonus episodes.
For your support. Yeah, we'll get to hang out with you again this week.
Yes.
Cool. Well, I think that's gonna about do us for this week's voicemail. Again, like, we're gonna be getting into most of them and doing a lot more over on the Patreon, but we also went a little long on this week's breakdown. So
right, there's a. Listen, guys, we have a lot of, like, a lot of voicemails. If yours didn't make it on, don't be discouraged. Keep calling. Keep calling with your theories. Yeah. Yours could make it on very, very soon. And again, like we said, try to think of your own theories. We really want to promote that discussion and ideas, but we want them to be your ideas. And then if you mess up, just call again. It's no big deal, and try to keep it under 3 minutes. If you're an international caller, what you can do is DM us on Twitter, and we'll tell you how to send us in something. How about that?
We want to keep the option open for our international listeners and everything. So, cool. Well, I think that'll just about do us. So if you want to get another one of these, hear a little bit more from the audience, a little bit more of our thoughts on your theories.
Maybe you're standing in line, getting ready to vote, and you want to, and it's a very long line, and you realize, oh no, this episode's almost over. I need another one.
Well, sign up to the Patreon real quick.
It's $2.
You'll have another
one. It's just $2.
It's $2. That's it.
That's less than a Starbucks coffee.
Yeah. Would you rather have a Starbucks coffee or would you rather listen to The Mandalorian Watch? Don't answer.
Yeah, actually don't.
But the answer is listen to The Mandalorian Watch. Because
some people be like, definitely the coffee.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, until next time, keep the watch. Unforgotten tenderness playing me.